Good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
We come to the last chapter of the book of Jonah.
我们终于来到约拿书的最后一章。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, may your Holy Spirit teach us.
天父，祈求你的圣灵教导我们。
Guide us that we might understand your word.
带领我们，好像我们能够明白你的话语。
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
因为我们奉耶稣的名求的。
Amen.
Amen.
It would be so nice if the story of Jonah ended with chapter 3.
你知道吗？如果约拿的故事到第三章就完结的话呢，是何等美好的一个结局。
Because chapter 3 is the climax of that book when the whole city of Nineveh came to experience revival.
因为呢，第三章呢是整卷约拿书的一个高潮，当全个尼尼微城的人呢都悔改。
Yes, the whole city in repentance, from the king to the slaves.
所以从国王到每一个奴隶，在尼尼微城里面，他们都悔改。
Alas, the story of Jonah has a chapter 4.
但是呢，约拿书却有第四章。
And chapter 4 wasn't a nice ending.
第四章也不是一个完满的结果。
In fact, it was an anti-climax.
其实呢，从人的角度而言，它反而是一个反高潮。
Because that chapter has an open ending. We have the last verse of chapter 4 was a question from God.
因为我们看到这一章的结尾呢，其实根本就不是一个结局。我们看到神发出了一个问题。
It was a question from God to the prophet, which the prophet did not answer.
我们看到神问了约拿一个问题，但是约拿却没有回答。
Nevertheless, let us travel with the prophet as he showed us how resentful he was towards the people of Nineveh and to God as well.
不管如何，让我们能够跟随这个先知约拿，看看他到底对神以及对尼尼微合城的人有何等大的怨愤。
So today's chapter is entitled Jonah the Resentful Prophet.
所以今天我要为大家分享的就是约拿一个愤怨的先知。
In the beginning, chapter 1, we have Jonah the Runaway Prophet.
从第一章开始，我们看到约拿是一个逃跑的先知。
In chapter 2, Jonah the Repentant Prophet.
第二章让我们看到约拿成为了一个悔改的先知。
Chapter 3, Jonah the Revival Prophet.
第三章带来约拿一个复兴的先知。
And we end with Jonah the resentful prophet.
最后我们却看到的却是一个愤怨的先知。
The chapter opens with the prophet getting angry with God.
这一章一开始的时候让我们看到约拿对神非常的不满意。
Because we read in chapter 4 and verse 1, Jonah was displeased and became angry.He prayed to the Lord, Oh Lord, is this not what I say when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I know that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger, abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Oh Lord, take away my life. It's better for me to die than to live.
所以我们看到第四章一开始的时候，这是约拿大大的不悦，且甚发怒。就祷告耶和华说：“耶和华，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。所以，我急速逃往他市去。耶和华，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。”
That word "angry" in the Bible actually means burning with anger.Furiously mad with God.
在第一节那个发怒这个字呢，在原文是怒火中烧这样的字，就是火到
mad 头顶 mad with God over a revival that happened.
为着一个在合成里面发生的一个复兴而对神大大的发怒。
Isn't that unthinkable to be angry with God when the whole city of Nineveh had a revival?
当全城的人都经历了大复兴的时候，他却对神发怒，这不是有一点不可思议吗？
Not only that, the prophet put the blame on God. Say, God, you are so compassionate. I should have stayed at home.
不单如此，那个先知还怪罪上帝。他说：“你看，我就知道，所以我根本就应该留在家里。”
You see, in chapter 3, verse 10, we read that when God saw that the city turned from their evil ways, He had compassion and did not bring upon the destruction that God had threatened.
因为第三章第十节让我们看到，神查看他们的行为的时候，见到合成的人离开恶道。他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降于他们了。
You see, the problem was that Jonah wanted God actually to carry out his judgment because he didn't like the people of Nineveh.
你知道问题在哪里吗？问题就在于，因为先知约拿不喜欢尼尼微城的人，所以他渴望神把所说的灾降在他们身上。
He was holding God accountable.For not following through what God had planned to do.
所以他现在控告神的乃是他出尔反尔。
It's like telling God, why did you send me to Nineveh with a message of destruction that you never intended to fulfill? I should have stayed at home instead of wasting my time.
他就是控告神说，你看，你如果根本没有意思要降这个灾的话，为什么还把我差派来呢？我根本应该留在家里，舒舒服服的，免得我浪费我的时间。
Is this our weakness too at times when we put the blame on God for not fulfilling His promise?
这是不是也是我们的缺点？很多时候我们会怪责神没有好好的遵守他的诺言，没有好好应验他的应许。
At the same time, like the prophet, we justify ourselves for turning away from him because we think that God has been unfair to us.
同时，我们也会怪罪上帝没有对我们公平，所以我们为自己远离神找了一个合理的借口。
And how often do we excuse ourselves for having slackened in our faith because we think we are justified to do so since God has not blessed us?
更多的时候我们觉得因为神没有祝福我们，所以呢我们为着自己信心的软弱找来合理。
Jonah was angry for the wrong reasons.
你知道你看到约拿在这里发怒是完全不合理的。
He was so angry that he wished to die.
他发怒到一个地步，他甚至愿意死亡。
Perhaps he was trying to twist God's arm by indulging in some emotional manipulation or emotional blackmail.
也许他愿意在情绪上在操纵神。
In fact, this is the second time that Jonah wanted to die.
其实呢，这个在约拿书是第二次他愿意求死了。
The first time he asked the seafarers to throw him into the sea.
第一次是当他在船上的时候，他请求那个海员把他丢在海里。
The seafarers did, of course, but God ordered the fish to swallow him up.
虽然海员照他所说的把他丢到海里，但是呢，神差派了一条大鱼把他吞了。
Let us look at the problem of Jonah.
让我们来仔细看一看，到底约拿的问题在哪里
？What was really wrong with this prophet？
到底这个先知的问题是什么
？Why does he behave this way？
为什么他会有这样的行为表现
？Firstly, Jonah was resentful.
首先，我们看到他非常的愤怨。
It appears that Jonah had not really submitted himself to the will of God.
我们从约拿书看到，好像约拿根本没有顺服在神的旨意底下。
He was opposed to God's will in the first place by running away.
从一开始，他就反抗神的旨意，他就开始逃跑了。
When God took him away from his comfort zone and put him in the belly of the big fish, he repented and experienced God's grace.
当神把他从他的舒适的地方拿走，把他放在大鱼的肚腹里的时候，他悔改。
Unfortunately.His attitude had not changed.
但是很可惜的，他虽然悔改了，他的态度却完全未变。
Deep in his heart, he harbored a resentment towards the people of Nineveh.
在他的心底深处，他仍然对尼尼微城的人心怀怨愤。
After all, they were a bunch of very evil people, as history tells us.
那其实就很合理的，因为历史告诉我们说，他们根本就是一群恶人。
In the days of Jonah, there was always the fear of the ever increasing power of the Assyrian Empire.
在约拿的时代，他们常常会害怕，因为亚述帝国不断扩张的势力。
Perhaps Jonah wanted God to protect Israel by destroying the Ninevites.
所以，也许约拿愿意神来毁灭尼尼微城的人，来保护以色列国。
But God did it differently.
但是神的方法却不同于人的方法。
He protected Israel by getting the Ninevites converted instead.
神保护以色列的方法乃是使尼尼微合成的人悔改。
Isn't this a better option than having a whole people destroyed?
你想想，这比起要灭城，不是一个更好的方法吗？
It is possible to repent towards God, but God may still need to deal with our attitude and our emotions inside us.
其实很有可能，我们虽然在神面前悔改了，但是我们还是需要神来处理我们的态度，我们心底的那个情绪。
We learn a great lesson on repentance in chapter 3.
我们从第三章看到悔改的一个很重要的功课。
But Jonah needed to deal with his own spirit, his personal resentment towards the Ninevites.
但是先知约拿却需要处理他自己的问题，他需要处理自己对尼尼微城的人的那个怨恨。
Secondly, Jonah was forgetful.
第二，约拿是一个善忘的人。
Jonah had certainly experienced the mercy of God towards him.
约拿自己本身经历了神的怜悯。
God could have written off the prophet for having disobeyed him by running away.
约拿在不顺服神、在逃跑的时候，神很有这个很应该就把他赦免了。
If you recall in the previous sermon that God is the God of second chance.
但是我们在之前的讲道已经分享过，神是常常给我们再一次机会的神。
He not only forgave the prophet, he recommissioned the prophet to preach to Nineveh again.
他不单是赦免了约拿的过犯，他更是再一次差派约拿委任他，让他去向尼尼微城的人宣讲信息。
You know, it's important to realize that we would not be where we are now.If not for the grace and mercy of God, forgive us second, third, fourth, or so many chances when we fall.
你知道吗？若不是神的恩典、神的怜悯，让我们有第二次、第三次、甚至第四、第五以等等的机会的时候，我们根本不会还在这里。
And it's easy to point your finger and judge others, not realizing that if not for the grace of God, we will be far.Worse off on account of our own personal sin.
我们看别人的短处的时候是很容易，但是我们常常会忘记了，若不是神的恩典怜悯，我们的罪根本不会蒙神赦免。
That was a problem with Jonah, a forgetful prophet. He forgot God's grace towards him.
这就是约拿的第二个问题，因为他忘记了神对他本人的恩典。
Thirdly.Jonah was ignorant of God's heart for sinners.
第三，约拿完全没有顾及到神对罪人的胸怀。
As a prophet of God, Jonah would probably know God's word very well.
作为神的先知，约拿本该对神的话语非常的熟识。
He knew a lot about God and His word.
他很熟悉神，也很熟悉神的话语。
But knowing the heart of God is another.
但是他要知道，要明了神的胸怀，却是另外一回事。
Jonah did not know God enough as a God who grieves over sin.
约拿没有认识到，原来神是对罪很难过、很哀伤的一位神。
Jonah did not know God.Who is willing to forgo what he had intended to do when he saw the acts of repentance coming from the people of Nineveh?
约拿不认识到原来圣经里面的神是看到人的悔改的时候愿意放弃对他们的审判。
The last verse of chapter 4, God says, Should I not be concerned about the great city?
在第四章，我们看到最后一节那里，神问约拿说：“我岂不应爱惜吗？”
This is the heart of God, a compassion for sinners.
这就是神的胸怀，他对罪人的那个爱啊、那个怜悯。
This is our God who sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross for sinners. Sinners who are not able to save themselves.
也是同一位愿意差派自己的独生儿子来到这个地上，而且上了十字架，为了我们这些不能自救的罪人舍生的那位神。
The prophet Micah says in chapter 7 and verse 18, and let me read this. Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgressions of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy.
神啊，有何神像你，赦免罪孽，饶恕你产业之余民的罪过，不永远怀怒，喜爱施恩。
What a wonderful God that we have. A God who do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy.
我们所拥有的是何等奇妙的一位神，他不会永远怀怒，而且常常喜爱施恩。
So in the book of Jonah, we come face to face with the compassion and mercy of God.
所以在约拿书，我们能够面对面看清楚神的恩典怜悯。
God asked Jonah three questions to deal with him.
神为了要处理约拿的情绪，向他提问了三个问题。
The first question in verse 4 of chapter 4 is, Have you any right to be angry?
第一个问题，我们看到在第四章的第四节，耶和华说：“你这样发怒合乎理吗？”
In asking Jonah this question, God was asking the angry prophet to judge whether he is right or God is right.
在神提出这个问题的时候，神是在问约拿，到底是约拿对呢，还是神对呢？
It is as if God was saying this.We are looking at the same situation, the Ninevites, in two different ways.
就好像神在问说，我们是看同一件事情，就是尼尼微合成的人，但是我们用的是两种不同的角度。
You chose to ignore their repentance. You do not regard their act of sorrow for sin.
你选择对他们的悔改视而不见。而你选择不顾他们为他们的罪所有的懊悔。
I chose to listen to their pleas. I chose to see their act of repentance.
但是我却选择听了他们的哀求，而且我也看到他们那个悔改的举动。
Now, which of us has the proper attitude? Do you have a right?To be angry.
那在你我之间，到底谁的态度比较正确？你到底有这样的权利发怒吗
？What was Jonah's response to God's question in verse 4?
那约拿的回应是什么呢
？Did he admit to God that he was wrong and God was right?
他有没有对神承认说神是对了，是他不对呢？
Far from it, because we read in scripture that Jonah actually walked out from God. He walked away from God without answering the question.
约拿却全然不是这样的，因为我们看到第五节那里讲到，于是约拿出城，他根本不理会神。
Look at verse 5. That was immediately after verse 4. Jonah went out, sat at a place east of the city and made himself a shelter.Sat in the shade, waited to see what happened to the city. He didn't respond to God. He just walked out away from the city.
我们看到第五节那里讲到，于是约拿出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座棚，在坐在棚的荫下，要看看那城究竟如何。他根本置神于不顾，然后出走了。
It's incredible that the prophet would walk away from God without responding.Responding to his question.
我们看到先知对神的提问根本置于妄闻而离开了，实在是让我们摸不着头脑。
I'm sure you will agree with me that this is utterly rude.
我肯定在座的每一位会同意我的看法，就是这个先知完全对神不恭不敬。
And it appears that he was angrier still.
而且呢，看起来他还比之前更愤怒。
Instead of responding to God, he went out of the city.
他不单没有回应神的提问，他更离开了那个城。
And the scripture tells us that he was waiting for something to happen, that God would pour forth his judgment.
而且呢，他坐在那里要看看到底神会不会惩罚这个城。
God's judgment to the prophet appears to be more important than God's mercy.
我们看到对于这位先知来讲，原来神的惩罚、神的审判比神的怜悯更重要。
May the Lord help us that we will not have the attitude of Jonah to be judgmental of others.
求神怜悯我们，好让我们不会像先知约拿一样，对别人这么的批判，这么会论断别人。
Not only did Jonah walk away from God, he built a shelter to see what would happen.
他不单是从神面前出去了，他更为自己搭了一座棚。
In other words, Jonah became a spectator to see whether God would carry out his act of judgment.
我们看到在这个举动里面，约拿自己成了一个观众，他要看看神怎么做。
And how sad it would be if Christians, instead of engaging with the community with God's love, chose to withdraw themselves to create their little shelter.
你知道吗？如果作为基督徒，我们也像约拿一样，不是听从神的话语，参与在社会里面，而是从社会里面出来，为自己搭了一个舒服的帐篷，是何等可怜的事情。
And it will be sad if we become mere spectators watching helplessly as the world gets more and more sinful and not doing anything about it.
如果我们看到世界越来越败坏，而我们袖手旁观的话，是何等的可怜。
And at worst, we become judgmental, waiting for God to bring down fire and brimstone on the sinful world.
更甚的，我们是期望神会降下他的火与硫磺来审判这个世界。
When God has given us the gospel mandate to reach out to sinners lost in sin,
而忘记了原来神给我们的使命，乃是把他的福音，把耶稣基督的福音带给那些失丧的灵魂。
God hasn't given up on Jonah,
但是我们却没有看到神放弃约拿。
This is God's character.
这就是神的本性。
He never gives up on us too.
他也从来不会放弃我们。
Before God asked the second question, he did something to prepare the prophet for the message.
在神提出他的第二个问题之前呢，他做了一件事情来预备这位先知。
Because we read in the scripture in verse 6 that God caused a vine or plant to grow.Over to protect Jonah's head.
因为我们在第六节，我们看到耶和华神安排一个蓖麻，使其发声告过约拿。
And you know how Jonah felt? He was very happy.
我们看到约拿的反应是什么呢？他大大的喜乐。
In fact, this is the first time in the four chapters that Jonah was very happy.
你知道吗？这是约拿书四章里面。第一次看到约拿会喜乐的。
It has to be in the last chapter.
而且是在最后一章。
Perhaps Jonah resented the fact that God was paying too much attention on sinners.
可能约拿很不高兴，因为神花这么大的精力时间在那些罪人身上。
After all, it was God who pursued the prophet and literally forced him to preach to the Ninevites.
你知道吗？因为根本就是神逼着他，要他来到尼尼微城为神传讲信息的。
Perhaps the prophet was crying inside. What about me, God? What about me?
也许先知在心里你在呐喊，那我又怎么样呢？
Now it appears God is finally paying some attention to the prophet by providing him with a little creature comfort.
所以我们看到最后神终于怜悯这个先知。让他在肉体上得到一点的舒畅。
Would it be true to say that Jonah was a little selfish?
也许我们在这里，我们可以说约拿实在是有一点自私。
It's all about me. They cared of me and not them, sinners.
怎么都要看我，要看我，要照顾我，不要管那些罪人。
God still had a little lesson to give to Jonah.
但是神还有一个小小的功课要让约拿学习的。
And he decided to remove the wine by causing a worm to bite through the wine, causing it to wilt.
所以呢，神就安排了一条虫子咬那颗蓖麻。
And now Jonah had another problem.
所以约拿呢有一个另外一个问题了。
We read in verse 8 of chapter 4.He wanted to die and said, "It would be better for me to die than to live."
我们在第八节看到他说什么呢？他说：“我死了比活着更好。”
Now, how many times did Jonah say he wanted to die this time?
到底是第几次约拿说让我死，让我死呢？
Three times. This is the third time he wanted to die.
第三次他愿意死了。
He became angrier still.
他越来越发怒了。
God followed up with the very angry prophet.With the second question,
他跟着神跟着问了这个发怒的先知第二个问题。
We read here, God said to Jonah, "Do you have the right to be angry about the wine?" "I do," he said. "I'm angry enough to die."
神对约拿说：“你因这颗蓖麻发怒合乎理吗？”那个先知约拿怎么说呢？他说：“我发怒以至于死，都合乎理。”
Now, how many times did he want to die?
那到底他要死多少次？
Fourth time.
第四次了。
I never see a prophet who wanted to die so many times. Suicidal tendency. He has a problem.
你看到圣经里面没有多少个先知这么愿意死的。我们看到他的自杀倾向很强。
When God asked the second question, he was exposing the prophet's pettiness.
你知道吗？当神问约拿先知第二个问题的时候呢，他要让约拿看到自己是这么的斤斤计较。
Note that God did not ask why are you angry with the wine, but do you have a right to be angry with the wine?
神问的不是说约拿你到底发这个蓖麻的怒气是否合理，神是问你因着这颗蓖麻而发怒是否合理。
From being angry with God, which is the big issue, Jonah was angry with the vine, a smaller issue.
本来他是对神发怒的，他现在变成因着这颗蓖麻发怒。
Does it not tell us that Jonah has now become very petty about little things when there are bigger issues of life, like the repentance of the Ninevites?
所以让我们看到约拿先知本来是因着大事情发怒的，现在变成因小事情发怒，而忘记了有更大的问题他要面对的，就是全城的人的罪，全城的人的悔改。
God, the heavenly psychologist, was exposing the prophet's pettiness. Do you have a right to be angry about the vine?
神这位天上的心理医生要让那个先知看到自己的那个斤斤计较，他说：“你为你因着这颗蓖麻发怒合理吗？”
You know what the Lord says in verse 10? He says, "You have been concerned about this vine, though you did not tend to it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight."
神在第十节对约拿说：“这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜。”
What lesson do we learn from here?
我们从这里学到什么功课？
We begin by being angry with God over big things.
我们本来因着大事情对神生气的。
Perhaps angry with God by accusing him of being unreasonable, unresponsive to our cry, our prayer.
可能我们本来是生神的气，觉得神不合理，觉得神对我们的祈求没有回应。
Then we progress by being angry with God over smaller issues of life.
然后接下来呢，我们为着生活里面的小事开始对神也发怒了。
We become angry with insignificant issues in life when there are bigger issues in life to deal with.
甚至对生命里面微不足道的事情对神发怒，而忘记了还有更大的问题我们要去处理，要去面对。
Is this the way that we want to live life?
这是不是我们生活的态度呢？
To be angry so easily like the prophet is certainly not good for the soul.
如果我们像先知这样容易发怒的话，我可以肯定跟你说，对我们的灵魂不是好的。
And like Jonah, it all began with our personal relationship with God.
就如先知约拿一样，这全归根究底在于我们跟神之间的关系。
To this, God asked the third and final question.
然后神最后问了一个问题。
Let me read in verse 11. Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell the right hand from the left, and many cattle as well.Should I not be concerned about that great city?
神说，何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左手右手的人有12多万人，并且许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
God expressed his passion for souls.
神在这里表达了他对灵魂的那个怜悯。
He said the population was large.120,000 people.
他说那里的人口众多，有十二万多的人。
Not only that, God observed that the people had become spiritually blind, not able to know the right from the left. In that sense.
而且呢，神看出他们在属灵上是瞎眼的，所以神用不能分辨左手右手来形容他们。
Not only that, God observed that there were many cattle belonging to the Ninevites.
不止如此，神也看到他们当中有许多的牲畜。
I wonder why did God mention about the cattle? Is that an issue?
为什么神连牲畜也说了一遍呢？这不是问题也关系到那个牲畜呢？
Perhaps God was concerned that should he really judge the Ninevites andMany, many people die, the animals will be left uncared for.
也许神是关注到，如果神真的要审判惩罚这城的话，那许多人将会灭命。那当他们死了以后，谁来照顾这许多的牲畜呢？
It appears that God is not only concerned about humanity, he was concerned about the animals as well. They are his creation.
让我们看到神不但是关注人命，神也关注动物的性命，因为他们也是神的创造。
Here we have a compassionate God which Jonah had not fully understand.
我们看到这里是一位充满怜悯的神，却是约拿从来没有了解的一位神。
The book concludes with a question from God.
这本书的总结发出了一个问题。
This is the crux of the matter.
这个就是问题的症结。
When it comes to the judgment of God, it appears that God will try all means to save souls.
当我们看到神的审判的时候，我们同时也看到神会想尽办法来拯救灵魂。
And we have hoped that Jonah would respond positively.
我们也一直期待约拿能够有正面的反应。
But there is no verse 12 of chapter 4.
但是我们却看到第四章里面没有第十二节。
Perhaps that is for each and every one of us to write our verse 12. If we are Jonah, how would we respond?
也许是让我们能够每一个人为自己写下十二节。到底如果我们把自己设身处地放在约拿的地位，我们会有怎么样的回应？
How would we respond to God who say, "Should I not be concerned about the great city?"
当神说我岂能不爱惜这城的人的时候，我们到底会做出怎么样的回应？
How will we respond to God who asks us, "Should I not be concerned about the city of Melbourne?"
当神说我对墨尔本合成的人的关怀的时候，爱惜的时候，我们到底会有怎么样的回应？
All the suburbs we live in, our neighbors, our friends,
或者是关于我们所住的社区，我们所有的邻居。
Should I not be concerned about sinners lost in sin?
我不应该爱惜，我不应该关注那些在罪中失丧的灵魂吗？
So that's for us to answer, verse 12.
第十二节应该是我们每个人都需要回答的问题。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
父神，我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
We thank you, O God, for our such a gracious, merciful God.
我们感谢你，因为我们看到你是蛮有恩典、蛮有怜悯的一位神。
You're God who willing to repent of what you decide to do on sinners.
主啊，我们因着你的怜悯，你愿意不啊的啊。私下你所说的审判，我们为着这个献上感谢。
That you are God who loves us right to the very end.
你是爱我们到底的一位神。
We ask Heavenly Father that we would have your heart.
天父，我们祈求你把你的心怀赐给我们。
A heart filled with compassion for sinners lost in sin.
一个为着在罪中失丧的灵魂而充满怜悯的心怀。
So teach us your way, O Lord, for we ask this in Jesus' name.
教导我们你的道理，我们这样子祷告祈求，是奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.